Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Wacky Wednesday, June 12th, 2013. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I thank you all for joining me. In a couple of days, since I've done a broadcast, so there's plenty of stuff to catch up on. Before we delve into that, let's give some big ups to the early chit-chatters. Early chit-chatters, big ups to a pouty girl, Assert MacFags. Oh, Assert. Oh, Assert. I I really, really, really enjoyed your effort today in sharing your mammies with us, with me. Wow. If for those of you who weren't on Twitter today and aren't familiar with Assert MacFags or haven't seen her tweet today, she had an amazing boob day today. I mean, wow. Extra perky. If you look, peruse my slideshow there, you can see what I'm talking about. Good times. Nice effort, Assert MacFags. And thank you for dedicating a song to me, Assert. It's a good song, too. You're actually starting to turn me on to this Ryan Adams dude. I used to think he was kind of gay. I still do. But the song that you sent me was kind of cool. Moving along. Dr. Jeep in the house. What up, Dr. Jeep? Aikukan. What language is that? What the hell does that mean? Aikukan. Who else do we have in here? Bunch of guest listeners. iBots, welcome to the show. Moo in the building. Hello, Moo. Mountain Spirits in the house. Nan Yum. Haven't seen you in the chat room in a while. Welcome. Nick Knack in the house. What up, Nick? Sea Panther. Hello, Sea Panther. Thank you for joining us. Shadowfly. What up, Shadowfly? Good to see you tuned in and hanging out in the chit chat. What's up? That wasn't a was up to Shadowfly, but it could was up to Shadowfly anyway. But the screen name of the user after Shadowfly is What's up? What's up? What's up? Your Anus News in the house as well. Your Anus News. Thank you for joining me as well. Okie dokie. Well, that takes care of the chit chatters. Now, on today's episode, I'd like to explore some things that I've seen kicking around on my Twitter timeline. And it's my hope that tonight we will sort through all the fuckery and retardedness that abounds on Twitter and figure out what the hell's really going on. Was it yesterday? Sinister Anon of Amerisec was on this show, like a week ago or so? He apparently rage quit and wrote a pastebin about it. And I will examine that pastebin. Also, KY Anonymous continues to baffle his critics while continuing to raise a ton of cash for his, quote, legal fund. I don't know what he's up to now, but whatever he's up to, him and Flores can split, go halvesies, and Flores can buy as much pot as he can, and KY can buy as much studio time as he can. And what else do we have? Oh, man, this whole Skeet thing. The last couple of days, I don't know, about 3 or 4 days maybe, there's just the word Skeet has been thrown around my timeline like a rag doll, and I had no clue why people kept you. Why is this the buzzword? Why is everybody skeet, skeet, skeet this, skeet that, skeet, skeet, skeet? And I'm here to get to the bottom of all this skeet nonsense. Apparently, allegedly, it's inspired by a YouTube video by Agent 47 and another anonymous member who this YouTube video, he's just going off on somebody. I don't even know who he's, I guess the people that troll him. I don't know. But he has some very choice words for his critics. And we'll hear some of those words tonight. And a lot of them are naughty. Skeet, if you're not familiar with that word, that is technically a naughty word too. We're not talking about Skeet Ulrich here from the, whatchamacallit. What were those movies, the spoof on the horror movies that he was in? Fuck, I can't remember. The guy that, the killer, he was the killer that used to run around like a ghost with a ghost mask on. What were, Scream. Thank you. No, when you see people tweeting Skeet, 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 they're not talking about Skeet Ulrich from the Scream films. Although, I wouldn't mind skeeting all over Nev Campbell. I used to have a major crush on Nev Campbell. Where the hell did she go? What happened to her? She made a name for herself with those Scream films. Then did a couple of indie films, one in which she got naked, which I really enjoyed. Terrible film, I forgot the name of it, but she gets naked in it. And now she's just dropped off the face of the planet. Oh well, Nev, if you're out there, reach out to me. Let's get in touch so I can skeet, skeet, skeet. Anywho, I'm Vincent the Bay. It's Open Lines. Tonight we're going to talk about all this crap and more. If you have something on your mind that's outside of the scope of the description of the show, no problem. Feel free to bring it up. We can talk about everything. And what I want to do now is give you a little taste of this Agent 47 rant. Once again, folks, if you are find curse words offensive, you might want to turn down your volume for the next few minutes. It's gonna get really bad. But yeah, so I don't even know what. Apparently, he's apologizing to someone in this rant. I don't know. It seems pretty aimless to me. It seems more of an excuse to talk smack to his critics. But here's a little taste of it. This is Agent 47 going on his infamous skeet rant.
This is Drunk Gamer Nerd. Anonymous, whatever you want to call me. You want an apology. I want to give you an apology. Because okay. It's the right thing to do.
Perfect.
Okay? Good. I'm on your page right now, Miss Skia 1.
You're on the page?
I see my background up there, Drunk Gamer Nerd, that you spent time making, and it, you know, it makes me feel bad. Really, it does. It really makes me feel bad.
That's a good guy, actually.
You know, and then I see his Moroccan Kingdom hack group threatens anonymous video up there, and it makes me laugh because I know you're trying to get me real rageful.
But you're gonna
and it's working because you know what I have to say about those Moroccan Kingdom faggots. I got this big fucking fat cock. And these balls that are filled with fucking jizz, and I'm wondering, like, for each hacker, I want to just skeet, 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 skeet down your fucking throat, you little fucking faggots. You fucking faggots, you fucking queer. That's what you are, a bunch of fucking queers.
Well, if they're queer, they probably like you.
You see how I don't have no fucking fear to tell you that, you little bitches? I'd cram my fucking cock down your fucking throat, you little bastards, and I'd fucking just throat fuck the shit out of you until your eyes were fucking watery.
Now, I might be a little bit off here, but I'm pretty sure if they are faggots, they would enjoy all this. I don't know why this is a threat.
Fucking bastards. That's what I would do to you. But let me get back to the point. I'm here to apologize, not to get real angry over a bunch of queer. That's the problem with me, Miskia One. You see me as this vulnerable individual, and I'm not. You lost faith with who I am. I'm a strong individual, Miskia. I always been that way. I'm not scared of anybody. I would go up to the biggest person in the room, and I would call them a big fucking faggot. And then I would say, come on, what? You want to fight? Come on, let's go, bitch. Let's fucking go. And you know what I would do? If he whooped my ass, I would come back with a baseball bat, a pipe, a knife, and then a gun.
Ooh.
That's what I do, Miskia. I got that in me. I got to fight to come back over and over and over. So even if the Moroccan Kingdom could But if they can, I'll come back again, you fucking faggots, and I'll make another video telling you I'm going to threaten you. I'm threatening you with my fucking cock, my big fat erection, my big fat fucking erection that's throbbing.
All right, okay, that's enough. Sick of hearing about his erection. That doesn't make any sense, okay? He's calling people faggots and then saying that he's going to shove his cock down their mouth. That makes no sense, okay? That's what faggots want you to do, okay? Why don't you call them faggots and tell them that you're going to have Truth Is Sexy rape them? That would be a violation, okay? My God. I apologize, people. That was way more than you needed to hear. But I just wanted to find out what the hell this skeet bullshit was all about, and that's what it was. That was what it was. And okay. People are giving me shit for playing this. People in the chat room are not being very appreciative of my broadcast, and I don't even know what people are saying that I have a tenderloin show. I don't even know what that means. Oh, dude, you guys suck. You know what? You're all faggots, and I wish I could just skeet, skeet, skeet all over your down your throat and skull fuck you. All right? Fuck all of you. I'm just going to skeet, 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 skeet. All right. Okay, I got to calm down. I'm not even going to look at the chat. You guys are fucking offensive. All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a break. I'm going to play this lovely song that was dedicated to me by the lovely Assert MacFags. I'm going to try to compose myself. Whew. And I'll come back with Assert MacFags. I think I see her on the board, so stick around. Here's Ryan Adams with Come Pick Me Up. Skeet, skeet, motherfuckers! We'll be right back.
I call your name, will you walk right up with a smile on your face? Or will you cower in fear in your favorite sweater with an old love letter? You know you could. I wish you would come pick me up, take me out, me up, steal my records, screw all my. Downtown, do you wish I was there? Wish it was me. With the windows clear and the mannequins out, they all look like mine. You know. Come pick me up, take me out, me up, steal my records, screw all my friends, they're all full of shit, with a smile on your face, and then do it again.
For each hacker, I want to just skeet down your fucking throats, you little fucking faggots.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
All right, motherfuckers, you already know what it is. VITB back up in this. I got Assert MacFags with me now. Welcome, Assert.
Hey, Ben.
How are you doing?
How's it going? I'm good. I'm just getting over a little cold.
Oh.
Well, I feel a lot better now.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You look
yeah,
a lot
I'm just, better. Oh, what
you
did
know,
you say?
Like going off your picture that you tweeted today, I'd say you're having a great day.
Yeah, I mean, my breasts are very perky today.
Yeah.
Great texture. Shape is amazing. It was a great day all around.
Mm-hmm. It looks like there's good it looks like there's some good volume.
Oh, absolutely.
A little, yeah. Very ripe for the picking.
Totally. I mean, this is probably 9.5 out of 10 day, I'd say.
Okay.
But yeah. Other than that, you know, we've been having a lot of fun laughing at this fake Glenn Greenwald
Glenn
that's been making the news.
Greenwild? Glenn Greenwild?
Greenwild, yeah. Along with the fake Snowden account. I don't know who's up to that, but it's been fucking hysterical, and I have literally had to stop my entire life to laugh.
Wait, what did you
and
have to do?
Actually, I stopped my entire life to just laugh.
What did you say right before that? Wait, what did you say right before that?
I had to stop my entire life.
No.
To laugh.
You said the L word before that.
I literally
2 minutes
did.
Answer. 2 minutes for saying the L word. Did you? Did you? Or did you figuratively stop your life today? That's what I think you really did. Luckily enough, we have with us now Channel Zero. Welcome, Channel Zero.
Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing, man. You're filling in for Assert MacFags while she's on timeout.
She has to sit in the corner.
Yeah. From now on, I will only employ that word if I think it's being misused. And there it was misused. If you use it correctly, I will not punish you for the using the L word. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Anyway, so what's on your mind tonight, Channel Zero? We've got several topics. We're talking about what's his name? KY. You know, he's raising dough, getting a lot of heat from parts of Anon, Sinister Anon and Amerisec, having a little falling out. Apparently he rage quit. Agent 47 created a new skeet meme. There's a lot going on. What did you want to chime in about?
I wanted to chime in about KY.
Yeah, what about KY?
Just the whole how he's contradicting everything. And even his lawyers at this point.
Oh yeah, it's a total open scam. I mean, I don't think he could be more obvious. He's trying to make a brand for himself, and then he asked for donations. I mean, come on, put two and two together here, people.
Yeah, I asked his lawyer.
What amazes me is how much goddamn money the Anon community has to throw around.
Yeah,
it seems like all you have to do if you're in an is just create a WePay and cry for money.
Yeah, that's been the ongoing joke with my service, creating WePays for anything.
You're probably going to be guaranteed like at least 20 grand.
Yeah.
So what about KY? You used to hang out with KY, you followed him a lot, were you a part of NightSec and all that, or what was your experience?
My part with NightSec was covering like the media and stuff. Like I did all the uploading the videos onto YouTube and everything like that. Basically, to create a timeline. That was my only part in it. But I had talked, like, privately to, like, Batcat and KY and all of them.
Uh-huh. And what's your overall take on what's going on now?
From the very beginning, I never really liked KY because I always sensed that he was kind of selfish. So we basically talked a few times through email, then one time in IRC. So I never really liked him. I usually talk to Batcat.
I've had them both on my show, and they both seem like friendly enough guys, good-natured guys. But, yeah, they obviously both have their little agendas, and, yeah. You know, something's going on there for sure, because Batcat just straight up on the record in a news article was quoted as saying that he did the hack on the, whatchamacallit, the high school booster website, whatever the fuck it was. And he admitted it. So you knew he was getting indicted. I mean, hello. So he's probably like, what? Hey, I'm going to be the first one to just put my hands up and say, you know what? I did it. I'm guilty. Let me, you know, pay my dues. I'm out. And the feds are probably like, hey, slow down, Mr. Batcat. Hang on a second. What's up with your dude, KY? Because KY is sort of like the guy who got on CNN, the figurehead, you know, the guy that was causing the most noise.
Yeah, so, I even tweeted that. I was like, who do you think they're going to go after? The person who claimed to be the leader? I was like, that's usually the person they go after.
Yeah. And it's like Charles Manson. He probably didn't technically do anything.
Yeah.
He will get a conspiracy charge, I predict.
Yeah, I mean,
that's about it. And you say what he's looking at, like a couple years probation, depending on whether he has priors.
Yeah, because the way I look at it,
he's going to walk away. Hopefully, he thinks with $500,000 to pay off his legal fees. First of all, he hasn't been charged with anything. But once he does, his attorney has to hire another attorney. Inside that, who has a license inside of that district to technically represent them? Because this dude is in like New Mexico, and where's KY going to go? He's going to go either Ohio or Kentucky, and you know, I could totally see that. Potentially Batcat rolled over on KY, and KY just said, fuck it, I'm just going to come out then. I'm just going to try to milk this for all it's worth. He turned into an opportunist, and, you know, I mean, you might say what his actions are in poor taste, but he's not doing anything illegal. He's just ripping you motherfuckers off. I can't believe people are giving him money. Asser, you're back.
What?
347-826-7667 is the number. I'm here with Assert, MacFags, Channel Zero. Yes, Assert, what's up?
Well, now that you've completely disrupted the flow of the conversation, I don't know where I'm going to start. Should I start where you become a complete caricature of yourself with his bacon sack / literally bullshit? Like, get over it, dude. Start another fucking meme if you want. Like, God damn, this literally bullshit. It's so boring. Like, I try to get on here and start a fucking conversation with you about current events, and I'm not even being abrasive or mean or anything like that.
I'm trying to.
And here you are, just being a fucking doucher. Like, that's not even funny anymore. It's just gay. Like, you're just being gay, then. You're just gay.
That's a rumor, okay? It's nothing, no truth to it.
You're just being gay.
847-826-7667 is the number. But hey, let's take some calls then. Let's spice things up, Assert. Caller, unscreened, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, Vince, is this me?
That is totally you. Who's this?
Oh, my God, Vince. It's Nick. Nick from Toronto.
Nick from Toronto.
Nick.
Thank you.
I just want to say,
love you, baby.
Yeah, I love Assert. big fan, but those Ameripsych assholes, man, like, are they out tonight? Because hashtag Ameripsych assholes, he got shit on our fucking maple syrup crops and our milk bag crops, man. Like, you niggas ain't got shit, man. Like, you have nothing. What you gonna do?
He's right, man. He's right. How are you gonna have maple
syrup? What you gonna do,
Ameripsych
fags, man? You niggas come over on our borders.
Ameripsych dudes, I think Ameripsych is done. Like, wasn't Sinister a non, like, the leader?
Yeah, he was the leader. It's done.
It's over. That's the ball game.
Yo, I'm just saying, yo, KY,
do not
man.
Read, do not read
this
paste.
If it is then Nightsec and Ameripsych joining forces.
Wait,
or,
he joins forces?
Team Poison. No, Team Poison Anonymous joined forces.
Oh, yeah.
This is bigger news. Nightsec
and
Ameripsych joining forces.
They might as well. It's like a mad
thing.
And Bullyville, too, according to Adrian Penn, who is an A-plus blogger, in my opinion.
Wait, what's Adrian Chen blogging about bullies?
Oh,
girl.
He had an immaculate internet blog about
You say KY is a professional boxer. He's a professional boxer.
Yeah, put the link to it. I haven't seen that. Put that in the link to that in the chat. I'll check it out. It can't be.
It's fucking terrible. It is way too long.
It can't be as bad as the Sinister Anon Died Man.
I don't know. And then
have you read?
Blog about. I don't even care. But he wrote a blog about fucking Snowden's girlfriend. He's like a fucking glorified tabloid journalist. Like, Gawker is the worst outlet ever. And I think all Gawker writers should just kill themselves.
Oh,
I
wow.
I am all for self-eugenics, and they should just kill themselves.
Oh, my God. He just wrote a glorious fawning piece. It's what's like 87... Are you kidding me?
It's like a fucking...
The saga. Holy shit. It keeps going. Are you kidding me? This is all one article?
For the most uninteresting person in the world.
This is insane.
It's like a college thesis. Like, are you serious? I put one of the pictures as my background
this blog
for Twitter.
It's 12 pages.
I didn't even read past the first paragraph
it's,
once
it's
I
pretty
followed
bad.
It.
Yeah,
I didn't read any of it.
Snowden,
I mean, could have... Okay, you know, now suddenly Sinister non-died man, it doesn't seem so, quite so bad. This dude blogged for like 89 pages. What the fuck?
Is that Floss's okay? New blog? Because Floss said he was going to blog today, man. Is this Floss's blog?
What are you talking about, dude? This blog goes on forever.
No, this blog is Floss's blog.
Whoever this guy is you brought on after me is terrible. Can you mute him and do something?
He's
awful.
Oh, you're talking about Channel Zero?
No, not Nick.
It's all right.
Nick is my boyfriend.
Oh, really? You guys are a thing?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, he's my Canadian boyfriend.
Yeah, we're like half a thing.
Boyfriend for every, emotion?
Wait, Canada's an emotion now?
We are? We're an emotion?
All right.
Canadian sec.
Wait.
Have you really felt my tits, plus one? I forgot. I'm not sure. I might have been
my
drunk.
My God. Okay, we're going to bring on...
Hello?
Can we the court here? Hello?
Oh, that doesn't count.
All right, I'm going to bring on another caller who I think might want to talk about stuff, hopefully. And that's...
No.
That's Gonzo PhD, I think. Is that you, Gonzo?
Vince Reparto.
Good evening, Vince. How are you?
Oh, God.
Hey, I'm doing great. Okay, you know what, Nick Knack? You're going on timeout. You're just being fucking annoying, dude.
Figuratively. Good evening.
That was
how are
literally
you?
The meanest thing ever.
That was for Nick. But now it's for Assert, too.
Oh, I see. Well, good evening, Vince. How are you?
Hey, good evening, Gonzo. What's on your mind tonight? Please, cut to the core for us. Get us back on track.
Okay, well, first I guess we got to address Adrian Chen's... the Assert was completely right. The guy should be writing for, the Star, or, I Had an Alien Baby. That article that he wrote, which is... TLDR. I sat through it. It took me like 6 hours. And the only difference, in fact, between him and Lee Stranahan is that Adrian Chin uses spell check. Neither one of them used fact check. It was ridiculous. I mean, just a complete travesty of an article giving KY. KY was a repository for information during Steubenville. And he took credit for, as I'm sure Channel Zero would tell you, he took credit for everything everyone else did, and he's still doing the same thing, And that was the reason that he went dark, because people got so pissed off at his whole fame fagging thing that somebody went and dropped his dogs. I mean, it was, as far as Bullyville goes, he never worked for Bullyville. What he did was he claimed to be an IT consultant / pen tester and told Bullyville that he thought he could find some problems with Bullyville's website. So Bullyville said, okay, try to break into my website. Well, as we find out, KY can't even switch off the geolocation on his phone. Posting to Facebook. So he damn sure can't run Hadish Free or SQL Map. So he clearly, it's pretty clear to me that he just hired somebody or asked somebody on Twitter to run Havish or SQL Map on Bullyville and then charged him for it. I mean, Derek clearly is not an IT consultant or a penetration tester, because Derek has been repeatedly penetrated over and over.
Oh, really?
and it just Chin's article, I mean, the facts were just... They're not facts. It's just a big fat load of bullshit. And it made Bullyville look like Bullyville was like hiring hackers or something. And I know for a fact that is not even remotely the case. Chin even talked to Bullyville and assured him that it was going to be a factual article, and then went and printed a bunch of shit that's just... It's not quite actionable libel, because Adrian is a tabloid journalist and he knows how to skirt things just so. But it was total. I mean, that article was so bullshit that it was just a complete travesty of journalism in the Lee Stranahan, Breitbart. It was yellow. It's yellow journalism. It's when the truth doesn't really matter, it's the story that counts. Look, Channel Zero did his videos for him. As far as the world was concerned, KY was sitting at home video editing the whole time. I mean, there was never a, shout out to anybody for any help. It was always all about him. And, since he wants to take credit for everything, I think that it's only fair that he should be blamed for everything. Why drag other people into it? Apparently, he's a master, fill in several blanks. And, yeah. I mean, in Chen's article, Chen says that he was sitting in a restaurant with him, and KY turned to some woman and said, "You know about those hacks in Steubenville? Yeah, the guy who did them is sitting right here." So apparently he's self-incriminated. Through his denials, he's self-incriminated through Chen's article. So I don't think with the transcripts from all the drunken radio show shit that he's done and the Chen article, I don't think they're going to have any problem indicting him three or four or five different ways from Sunday. You know, his lawyer obviously didn't tell him that rule number one is shut your fucking mouth. And
yeah, no shit.
You know, go out and talk a whole bunch of shit and take credit for the stuff that you're being charged with, and basically admit a bunch of shit you didn't do to raise your profile. And you're not going to get in any trouble for that, because of course they're not going to have the transcripts to these radio programs he called into, just like they didn't have the transcript to Weave's AMA the night before court. They had it in court the next morning. So probably what KY ought to do is do an AMA and further self-incriminate on Reddit, just to make the job of the prosecution even easier.
Yeah. Oh no. You could get transcripts of Block Talk radio shows. It's like $300. It's like $300 to do it.
I'm sure that they will invest. I'm sure that they will invest in the RL radio and the Stranahan radio and the block and the Vince and the Bay show transcripts, and with a highlighter, the kid's just going to sink himself because he was sitting at home, clearly intoxicated.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. He did the exact opposite of what I think he should be doing. He should have laid low, man. If you think there's a grand jury about to convene, about you, I think you need to just lay low. You know, maybe put the rap career, on the back burner.
Grand juries indict 99.9% of the time anyway. So it was coming down the pipe, but the last thing to do is to provide 36 pages of transcripts.
Yes, hello.
Fingering yourself.
Assert's back. She's off timeout.
Yay.
Yeah, another funny thing is, I know somebody. Okay, KY tweeted out a link to his IRC, right? And this is whenever he was trying to bring back Operation Westboro. And I got in there, and I saw about 10 people in a chat in IRC. And he was using an IRC service that has an IP vulnerability where you can just grab people's IPs like that. So I just go through everybody's IP. Everybody has a VPN except KY.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
well,
who jumps out? Me. After seeing that, and I know there's IP logs and all that chat that's posted online from a certain person. So,
well, I asked him early on in Steubenville before.
The back
it was
to
just,
like Glenn Greenwald, like that shit was hilarious.
When that whole Steubenville thing just started, I said, "Hey man, what's your personal security?"
Yeah,
he's
still
him,
talking
please.
About fucking Steubenville.
Well, and he, well, this, and
I
KY
hate
said,
each and every one of you.
KY said he had 2 chained VPNs, Tor, and IP switcher. So, 2 chained VPNs, Tor, and IP switcher was supposedly running, yet he goes into an IRC from his home Wi Fi, a public IRC.
Yeah.
So
he asked
clearly,
me how to set up Tor on Backtrack, so.
See, there you have it. I mean, obviously, he's not an IT professional and professional pen tester, but he may be professionally penetration tested now.
Yeah, he's pretty open now.
He's definitely up for some penetration if he goes to a federal jail in Kentucky.
He absolutely should have read the Russell League's guide to OPSEC and security.
Absolutely.
But no.
Oh, no.
He didn't
no,
want
he read
to.
The,
nobody,
he read the anonymous
nobody
guide.
Nobody wants to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
did
mean,
they come? Did it come with a fame porn section? Because he got that part.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're saying. Like you're just like super nasally and annoying. Like stop fucking, please.
Yeah, he read.
Anyway, so Glenn Greenwald was
really
laying it in today, and apparently got banned from Twitter, which is
for impersonation.
Travis, because he was, well, he suffered a hero's fate, really. I mean, he popped up Edward Snowden, you know, the hero.
Dude, I've seen plenty of Glenn Greenwald's parody accounts. There'll be another one. It's probably already another one out there.
I haven't even heard out of all that.
But no,
Snowden,
you gotta see that, like, there was actually like numerous news articles and retweets from high ranking officials from like
how about
the
Glenn
ACLU
Greenwald.
Glenn Greenwald actually RT'd fucking the vape.
What exactly did Snowden leak? He said the U.S. is spying on China and China is spying on the U.S. And the U.S. is spying on...
Wait, are you retarded? Seriously? No,
and
he's saying that there's this program, it's called PRISM, that is spying... Domestically,
I heard about that.
But PRISM, with the exception of the actual name of the program, wasn't it pretty much common knowledge in the like general InfoSec community that all the information that
Glenn
that
Greenwald,
giant,
Glenn Greenwald,
that
Glenn
giant,
Greenwald, I go Brazil.
That giant
in
a
safe
facility. That giant multi-billion dollar gigabit factory complex in the middle of nowhere that the NSA is building.
Oh, just you way out, Glenn Greenwald.
None of us had ever heard of that.
Don't mind Asser. She's on another show right now.
It was known to us, but it wasn't known to the sheep.
It would have been a lot different if you banned me.
Moo in the chat room says, Vince, do you want to talk to a real Fed? Put me on. Sure, call in, Moo. 347-826-7667. Speaking of calls, we're going to take another caller. We actually have, again, for I think the second time in the last two shows, a ninja is here with us, folks. I want to welcome to the panel my tactical ninja. Welcome.
You ruined the entire flow when you banned Asser and that bad to me. Bam.
What?
Excuse me? A baking powder?
Excuse me? Oh. My tactical ninja, you are live. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, my tactical ninja, what's up?
Seriously.
I want to applaud Nick Knack's efforts tonight. He spent an hour and a half persistently begging Agent 47 to follow him, and it finally paid off. That guy is resilient as shit, let me tell you. So I just wanted to
Wow, hacker, I want to just skeet down your fucking throat, you little fucking faggots.
Skeet.
Yeah. All right, so make that into a meme, dude. Like, that's what he wants. He wants to be known as, like, this dude. Like, don't even play this shit. He's not even worth talking about.
What are you talking about, Asher?
That guy's such a darsh.
That wasn't KY. That was Agent 47, a.k.a.
I know, but I'm
Larry.
Same with KY. Like,
same thing, dude. It's
about
all three of those guys. That's what I'm saying is like all three of those guys
like
are
the
all
same
just...
people.
They may
same
all be
person.
The same person.
They absolutely might be. There's
all
no
right.
evidence saying otherwise.
apparently, Moo is on hold, so let's bring Moo on. Moo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, Moo? Welcome to the show. What'd you want to chime in about?
All right, so y'all are talking about the CIA bullshit, and I hate to tell
you guys
this.
I didn't say anything about the CIA. I said nothing. Did we say you mentioned the CIA
no.
on the show?
No, we did not.
Yeah,
we're scared too.
Yeah.
We did in a roundabout way.
Yeah, how? After it was talking about PRISM and shit.
Oh,
so
that's
tell
CIA?
You all about the,
that was NSA.
Or NSA, I apologize, NSA. Whatever,
no,
there's a big
he
difference.
Works for the CIA. The whistle Snowden works for the CIA. And
oh, I'm sure
Blue
they're all
Allen part of the contractor for the NSA.
There's
well, that
like
works for the CIA.
There's 57 different intelligence agencies in the federal government, so they all have to coordinate, I would presume.
Did you know there's 57
well, really,
different
they really don't.
Tomatoes?
And like, in all honesty, all
really
they don't coordinate
crazy.
At all.
Did you know there's 57 different kinds of tomatoes in Heinz ketchup, Vince?
Yeah, I did know. That's what I hear. Yeah, I think I did know that.
I want to believe.
I just wanted to, you know.
Hey, do you guys know where the fucking NSA is really headquartered at? Where they're really watching you, motherfuckers? It's not in goddamn Virginia. It's not in D.C.
It's
at Fort Gordon. Fort Gordon, Georgia, is where it's at.
Not Georgia.
By all means,
no.
Not fucking Georgia. Just
oh,
letting
Georgia?
You guys know, they're lying to you.
It can't
they
be.
They totally lied to us. That's
nobody
crazy.
Wants to go to Georgia. Even the people that live there don't want to be there.
So feel bad for them, man.
Would lie to us. That's just nuts.
It's totally crazy, isn't it?
I've completely
but
lost
the
all
ATL. The ATL is pretty hopping.
The airport?
And CNN. They got CNN. They got the Hawks.
I'm a big fan of Asheville.
I like Buckhead. Buckhead's pretty banging.
Buckethead?
I saw the dead. Yeah, Buckhead. It's right outside Atlanta. It's real high. It's real high class. I saw the dead in Atlanta. That was
some pretty
bad.
Good strip joints too.
Yeah, Tampa has some good. Tampa has some real good kitty bars too. Georgia probably not so much so though.
They have one-legged strippers, so that's always a plus.
yeah.
Plus 100
oh my
for
that. God, Snowden is so hot.
What?
Snowden
I'm
is
just
hot.
Looking at pictures of him on the internet, he looks so hot.
Snowden's girlfriend's really hot, though. Like, his girlfriend, a lot of nudes of his girlfriend online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, is he a stripper or something?
Link?
What was a stripper?
She's a pole dancer.
She's a stripper.
She's a pole dancer.
She's not a stripper.
Oh,
okay.
Princess Stepford says your show should be the Asshurt MacBag show.
I mean, I don't disagree with that necessarily.
We tried that. We did that one Friday. It was terrible. It was complete mess. But it also was one of my most downloaded
it's
shows.
It's your most downloaded shows. And then when we did a co-hosting show, which was also one of your most downloaded shows, and we did a fish show, which was also one of your most listened to shows. And every time that I'm on here, people really like me, you know? So I think you're doing a disservice to your listeners by banning me for saying, you know, literally.
You're right. It's very petty.
I have a question for Asshurt Max.
It's absolutely petty.
She's going to London, and she's going to be giving
absolutely.
A talk at a convention. I was wondering if it was at all possible if you could give us a brief overview of what your talk might be about, or if you're not allowed to say pre-con what you'll be speaking on.
I could. It's a lot of ideological and ethical stuff. I really don't want to get into the premise too much until it's announced on the site.
Okay. I was
But I will say it's pretty subversive. But it's technical in nature.
I see. Okay. Fair enough. I didn't think you could give us much of a spoiler because I know they haven't announced yet, but I had to ask.
I probably could. I would have to talk to Steve about it. A guy who runs the thing.
Sure. And congratulations on having your paper accepted. I think that's awesome.
How about Glenn Greenwald?
I'm super excited about it.
Glenn
like London.
Green balls.
London is fabulous.
Set of
blue
balls, green balls.
Is it fabulous? I've never been.
It is fascinating.
It's raining. Very rainy over there.
I'm going to hang out with Floss. It's going to be awesome.
What month is it you're going?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, well, no, the reason I was asking wasn't so I could check the, you know, airline manifest and see if you were on a no-fly list. I was just going to say that in the summer, it's usually not that rainy, and you've got to hit up, there's a giant Ferris wheel that's like 30 stories high on the London Eye? Yeah, you got to hit that up. It's really, really, really outstanding. Take a camera and do it. It costs a shitload of money. It's like $50 to ride it, but it's wicked cool.
Why the fuck would you spend $50 to ride a Ferris wheel?
Because it's outstanding.
Because you're a homosexual?
That would have to be why. It's a worldwide gay destination. It's a worldwide gay destination point.
Oh my
God. It's an incredible view of London, Big Ben, and blah 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 blah.
Oh yeah, because I want to see a shithole that is London from up top. I want to spend $50 to see it.
London isn't a shithole, man. I don't know how much time you've spent there or not, but
every European city from up top looks like a shithole.
I don't know. I've been to quite a few European cities, and I would tend to disagree with you on that. But it just depends.
Crappy weather. Just gloomy weather. It's like living in Seattle.
You know,
Seattle's beautiful, man.
I've been to England eight times.
I mean, weather-wise, like it's always like overcast and rainy and gloomy.
You know what? I've been
actually pretty sunny right now.
Except for Seattle in the
summer.
Isn't
that
kind of
how the Bay Area is then?
Pacific Northwest is amazing. You're right. Absolutely. Oh, I need to give some big ups to people on Twitter. CineRebel or CNY Rebel, whatever the fuck, however you say it. He is driving on Interstate 95. I want to give him a big ups. He tweeted me about an hour ago. So I hope he's still listening. I hope he hasn't veered off the side of the road because of the hilarity that has been generated. I'd like to thank Nicole Powers for tweeting me. She said, she tweets, if you rage quit and nobody notices, does it count?
No.
I believe alluding to Sinister Anon, who died. We got another hour to go, so I still want to read
did
that.
He actually die, or he just like?
It's pretty amazing. It's kind of reminds me of Proust. Proust. Yeah,
it's
did you realize that after
it's internet literature at its finest.
Yeah, but Vince, you realize that after an encounter with the Russell League, there have been Amerisec has had a member completely rage quit. We've had Agent 47 try to commit suicide, and we've had KY Anonymous get hospitalized for panic attacks for like trying like step up and troll with the Russell League.
That was a great morning. Oh
yeah,
very great morning.
If that's not an amazing one, I don't know what is.
I think he just went to get a bottle of Xanax.
Who? You're talking about me?
KY, not you.
Oh, KY.
No,
oh.
KY,
KY
yeah. He was hospitalized for panic attacks.
Yeah,
so he jacked a Xanax prescription out of that. Oh, good for him. He's capitalized. You know what? You know what? These Anon, they pose like they're fucking anarchists. And you know what? They really are anarchists because anarchists are fucking anti-government. They're totally laissez-faire anarcho-capitalists are what they are. They just make money. And that's what he's doing. He's just fucking capitalizing.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Vince, that you say that because he stated that he has become a brand. He is now a brand.
Oh, yeah. He's a brand.
Dude, he tried to sue Nigger Christ. He threatened to sue Nigger Christ for his diss track. He forced Nigger Christ to take down his diss track, and I had to download it. I had to download it to my SoundCloud. And it's fucking incredible. It's one of the most amazing diss tracks you'll ever hear.
Now, this does prove, though, that you can, you can't arrest an idea, but you can certainly co-brand it and profit from it.
Well, you can make money off ideas. Goddamn right.
By definition, you can arrest an idea.
Warner Brothers has made probably the biggest winner in all of this
they
would have sold about 9 V for Vendetta masks 10 years ago on Halloween, and nobody would have ever heard from
Netflix is doing good because of that. You know how I'm sure V for Vendetta gets downloaded a lot.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, Warner Brothers is, the funny thing is, this whole adopting, they didn't adopt a rough copy of the Guy Fawkes mask. They adopted the licensed version of the Guy Fawkes mask. So while decrying capitalism at the same time, they're feeding into a trademark. I mean, look, if you go to Spencer Gifts out at the mall, I'm sure, I haven't been lately, but I'm sure that there's probably an Anonymous section where you can buy Guy Fawkes T-shirts. I mean, if you go to Cafe Press, it's loaded.
Oh,
you can buy... Oh, my God, you can buy Guy Fawkes,
Baby
Rattle.
So not just go on Cafe Press and do their own shit, yeah. Oh, by the way...
Anonymous is a corporate front of Warner Brothers. It's a known fact.
That reminds me. Did those all those contributors to Euronon News, have they received their T-shirts yet?
Did you get your mug yet? Meep Kitty is all pissed off because she didn't get her coffee mug yet.
Oh, it was a coffee mug. Oh, I thought it was. Yeah. Oh.
Well, there were sweatshirts, coffee mugs. Meeps didn't get her coffee mug, and she's been raging for like the past week. And she did not get her stickers from KY either. Apparently, she invested in some KY stickers, and apparently they have not arrived in the mail either. So.
I wonder why.
Yeah. So no mugs, no stickers, nothing but empty promises. And I haven't seen the Yan website yet. Have you? Is that up and running?
No. Oh, that's going to be up and running before you know it.
The stickers are coming after the indictment, and the website's coming after the jury.
The funny thing is, we put up a Russell League website in about less than 24 hours and less than $20. With fucking about 10 different domain names. And we are able to handle bandwidth and able to withstand DDoS attacks. And it's not a big fucking deal. You don't have to raise $50,000 to put up a fucking website.
Proving once again that, again, went from a loose collective idea to a for-profit situation that's being exploited by a number of individuals who are profiting from an image they had nothing to do with creating. I mean, this is the American way.
They're total Jews, essentially. They're complete Jews.
They're government shills. Very obvious government shills.
You had better slap a trademark on that whole Russell League thing before somebody Cafe Presses you guys.
I'm surprised that hasn't already happened. You know what? I have to commend you guys.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
I love the Russell League website. It's elegant. It's simple. It's very informative. There's, what do you want?
You click on the link and
it works. We took a different...
Do they have news updates? This is almost... like the Drudge Report for Russell League right here.
And it has the best malware.
Oh, yeah. Top 5 malware.
We
stole our malware from HTTP, actually.
Well, every time I turn on my laptop after I go to RussellLeague.com, I always wave at the camera because I know you're watching me.
Yep. Got Android malware, iOS malware,
Rat.
OS X malware, all that shit.
Can you imagine what your news.com is going to be like then? It's going to be like that. It's going to be that times like a billion.
You got to install keyloggers.
Awesome.
Or no fun. I mean, every email I've written to my mother, I know Danny is reading like every email.
All the math hacks and shit,
I mean, I know Danny sits at home at night and just, like, reads, like, as I type, just reads what I'm typing and just falls out of his chair laughing. That's awesome. I mean, keyloggers for the win.
Totally. I mean, why wouldn't you be into
that? Ninja. My Tactical Ninja, are you still with us?
Yes.
Hey, My Tactical Ninja, what do you think about Amerisec and all these NightSec and all this stuff?
I don't think they're very tactical at all.
They're not very tactical. There are no secs left, by the way, Vince. There are no secs left on Twitter, I don't believe. I believe Amerisec bowing out is the last fake-ass security nonce. They didn't even know what the hell SEC meant. They tried to redefine SEC as something other than security because they didn't know in the first place that the SEC definition meant security. They're the last one. NextSec got blown out of the water.
I thought it meant secretary. They're like the secretary of America.
Yeah, there's no more SECs left.
No, on America. That's kind of what they're doing.
I don't want to, spill the beans to people that are actually, you know, dumb and don't know how to actually do things. However, there's an old school hacker. He's been around forever. He's written tons of exploits, excellent assembly programmer. But he's also written tons of guides on operational security, OPSEC. And he wrote a blog post today. I'll post it in the chat in a little bit. But basically, it's about compartmentalization. And essentially, the idea behind operational security is shut the fuck up.
Oh, you're talking about Grok? The Grok?
Speaking of hacking, as we are broadcasting, I've been alerted via Twitter that Team Berserk are hacking live now. While they're listening to the show, and they also have a tiny chat, tinychat.com/teamberserk. Good for them. That's probably Guts. Guts, friend of the show, called in a few times. Good chap. If those guys are listening and they want to give us an update on how things are progressing and what the hell they're up to, call in, dudes.
I got
the Russell League website. So,
question from MacFags, real quick. MacFags, is that the blog post where he compares OPSEC to the Reservoir Dogs?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it the one that came out today?
Okay, I haven't read today's, but I read the last.
One today, and he was. He referenced Biggie Smalls a lot, which is really funny. He did a presentation, an hour-long presentation on OPSEC, which is fantastic. I think everyone should read it.
No, he's brilliant.
Especially in regards to persona management. Yeah, I mean, he's been around, you know, writing code and
he's in Asia, right?
He's in Thailand, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's a fucking total badass.
Yeah, he is a total badass.
But I'm looking for his fucking blog right now.
Isn't it funny how like all the crews are like doxing each other now though too?
You are unmuted. Everybody on the panel is unmuted. I noticed in the chat you said Vince put me back on. I have insider info on Anonymous from the government. What are you talking about?
Well, the Anonymous is not a fucking loose collection of script kiddies funneled over IRC. Anonymous is actually a bunch of fucking CIA, NSA, and Department of Homeland Security guys under the guise of a bunch of dumbasses from 4chan. Think about it. Connect all the fucking dots, man. It's fucking painfully obvious this is all fucking government fucking front.
Okay.
Who cares? I'm gay anyways. I'm fucking
right. I'm a rich hacker. I want to just skeet down your fucking throats, you little fucking faggots.
Nobody's taking that idea seriously anymore anyway. I mean, outside of, like, people who, unless you get your news from Fox News, You're not taking Anonymous seriously anymore anyway. Nobody is. I can't.
Well, it's obvious if it wasn't if the brand that Anonymous turned into, like, let's say, like the end of 2010, beginning of 2011, you know, I would say that would be probably I would guess more that the government would have like sort of hijacked it by then. I don't think the government went into 4chan. I think they just kind of were idling and watching, and they infiltrated, of course, and they obviously
did.
Well,
of course they did. I mean, out of all these avatars.
So, yeah, they totally co-opted it and exposed it for what it is.
To officially gloat that the...
But I don't think, I don't think the authorities are that smart enough to come up with the idea of, like, hey, let's turn...
The Blackhawks have won game one of the Stanley Cup. Official news, blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
Huh? Blah, blah, blah. What are you talking about?
Apparently hockey is really important over there in Chicago right now.
The Blackhawks won.
What are you trying to like link people to in my chat room, Esther?
The Blackhawks won.
No, Chicago Anonymous.
God,
Chicago Anonymous.
Jesus Christ, this is the shit that I was fucking telling you about, the blog about OPSEC.
Yes, and everybody ought to click
God,
on that link.
God, fucking face palming, literally right now.
That is not the incorrect use of the word.
That's weird. I didn't hear your
that
face palming.
That is not the incorrect use of the word. I'm literally face palming right now.
Yeah,
okay.
Everyone should read that.
I believe you. It sounds like your palm is on your face as you're talking to us.
That's a seriously good. Seriously good blog.
I got away with a literally.
You might get 2 minutes for gloating. Be careful.
No. I encourage people to get excited and, get hooked up on the show. I wouldn't, I have no problem.
Can't believe we've managed 20 minutes of solid conversation without somebody going absolutely batshit haywire into a corner. This is a new record.
I mean, I can fix that for you right now if you want me to.
Here earlier, we had Nick on earlier.
Yeah,
well,
Nick
on. I mean,
yeah.
We can go in really deep, really, really deep down the rabbit hole if you really want to.
What?
Oh, yeah. Illuminati?
Are we smoking crack tonight or what?
I mean, hold on, let me drop some acid real quick. We can get on this fucking road right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Bilderberg is really Illuminati, who are really Anonymous, and Anonymous is actually the entire staff of the Los Angeles Police Department when they're not busy. Yeah.
You forgot the Rothschilds, man, and the Rockefeller Foundation. Rockefeller Foundation, which funds PBS, which
and Russ,
brainwashes
Russ,
little children.
Russ League's in there, too, right?
Yes, Rothschilds. Now we're getting somewhere. Now, wait a minute.
The Rothschilds funded Chris Dorner, actually.
Well, the Rothschilds also. Don't you guys get money for RL Radio through the Rothschilds as well, through one of those
grants? No. I'm Team Kimberlin, so I get my checks from Soros and Streisand Foundations.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
Wait, isn't this public radio, so wouldn't you get your money from the Rockefellers?
What?
So wouldn't you get your money from the Rockefellers because it's free public radio?
No, this isn't free. This is a privately held. ETR is privately held, and you have to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not paying shit to listen to this, so I'm assuming it's free.
No, you're not. There's
you don't get it. You don't get it. A free public radio means that it's free to broadcast. It's donation-based to broadcast.
Yeah. But Vince has to pay.
Money to broadcast radio.
But
so
Vince
all
has
those
to pay a monthly fee.
FM stations that you listen to that aren't public radio, those cost money to broadcast. Because you have to pay regulation.
Does this make Alex Jones sound reasonable? What is that implying exactly?
What, Alex Jones? Alex Jones is the CIA shill.
Alex Jones is the Illuminati.
He's just
Alex Illuminati. He works for the CIA, the show to spread disinformation.
No, oh, he's just fucking with you guys.
Starting area, and I don't
give us your thoughts on Glenn Beck. Give us your thoughts on Glenn Beck in under 140 characters.
No.
Glenn Beck.
That was for Nick.
Okay, well, and that pretty much summed up Glenn
Tactical
Beck.
Ninja.
Yeah.
Tactical Ninja. Any other anything else?
Apparently not.
Tactical. Anytime you want to chime in about anything, you're still
Ben,
on the line.
Are you waterboarding a gerbil?
Why? What's the matter?
I can hear the sound of water dropping.
That's not me. That's not me. I can hear that too.
It sounds like
you're
waterboarding.
Tiny chat, dude.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Somebody's in tiny chat. That's not me.
Okay.
It's probably my tactical ninja. That's why my tactical ninja is so quiet. My tactical ninja is probably in tiny chat right now.
Probably.
That would explain a lot, Tim.
Possibly.
That would. Now, tiny chat.
She's being tactical. And by doing that, she's being tactical because she's like, yeah, she's multitasking.
Because
tiny chat is used by the Department of Homeland Security. I wouldn't use tiny chat if I were you guys.
I try not to. I try not to use tiny chat or the IRC.
I think there's a contingent of people who just
Twitter and BTR. Twitter, BTR. That's it. That's me. I'm done.
Yeah,
I think that.
Like
I think
was saying, there's a bunch of people who don't give a fuck, like myself.
You know, tiny chat's been running on an expired cert for forever, which is kind of
oh,
it started
sure.
Actually.
I mean,
as soon as it came online, the cert was expired.
Tiny Chat is not people on Twitter, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, Tiny Chat is...
Can you stop
Tiny
talking
is
into a fucking ball and speak like a normal human being?
Yeah, please, come on, like human beings. Let's be
Tiny
civil.
Chat is... Tiny Chat is IRC for, you know, for the
channel.
Dumbasses? There you have it.
For faggots?
There you have it.
Yeah, for faggots. Everyone's a faggot on the internet, though, so who cares?
Aw, yeah.
That's right, everybody. 347-826-7667 is the number. We got 40 more minutes with Ass Hurt MacFags, Channel Zero, Tactical Ninja, Gonzo, and Moo. Moo, you're new to the show. What are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am.
What's your Twitter, dude?
At Carbractus.
What, Bractus?
I think I'm following you. Hold on, I think I'm following you. I'll tweet
you
at you right now.
Bro.
Hold on.
Now, dude.
Let me tweet at you.
Don't follow Gonzo.
You
blocked.
Do you follow
blocked
me?
Huh?
I forget. I don't know.
Follow
I don't even know.
That's her MacFax. It's she's on Twitter somewhere.
Oh no, I follow Asher. I talk to Asher on IRC constantly. So,
I'm sorry to hear that. Channel Zero, what is your Twitter account?
At Channel Zero YZ.
Channel Zero YZ.
YT as like YouTube. That's where I started.
You're the one that Serious Mode tortures. Attempts to torture on a like every other day basis.
Yeah, we just laugh about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been a public person, like, about my identity. Like, this was a sock account to begin with. So it didn't really bother me.
No,
to be
I just, when you said YT, I went, oh, and the first thing that came to mind was, oh, you're the guy that had all that dialogue with Serious Mode back along. Where,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I've never actually seen anything that he's done make an actual difference. You know,
who, Whitey Cracker?
No, that Serious Mode dude who professes to be, I don't know. I guess he's Twitter's professional snitch, and he's entertaining. But as far as being effective goes, I don't think I've ever seen him actually. I mean, he's upset a bunch of girls that have had a Twitter account for a week. With an, you know,
oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, he's managed to bully and
he's
bully.
He's very skilled. Obviously, a very skilled and seasoned troll.
Yes. Like my dog. Well, all I had to do is jump in on my Google Hangouts. I didn't have anything on my face. I mean, if you can't dox me, then.
No one
cares about doxing you, dude.
So I was like, congratulations.
And you did bring up a point, that everybody's all these kids have gotten out of school now, and they're all running around doxing each other. It's because they all interact on Facebook, and when they're not busy interacting on Facebook, they come on Twitter and they have slap fights. And then they trace each other back to each other's Facebooks, and then they post each other's personal information. But they don't send each other pizzas. They don't do anything with it. I mean, it's not like I'm going to wreck your life. It's like, okay, you know, you're 17 years old and blah 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 blah. And you know,
yeah, what 17 year old has a life to wreck? Honestly, like they don't fucking have a life to wreck to begin with.
Right.
And they could get sent away to boarding school.
I think it's more about if two 17-year-olds dox each other and their parents find out they're misbehaving, then they lose the car keys and the ability to go to the drive-in movies and grope each other and shit like
drive-in
that.
Movies. God damn, how old are you?
Drive-in movies? What? They don't exist.
They totally exist.
Yeah, dude, I totally miss private movies. Double features. That was where it was.
I'm gonna pick up my girl at a 69 Nova and take her to a fucking drive-in movie.
Dude, listen. When we go, when I haven't been to a drive-in movie in years, but the last time that we went, we take an entire living room set with us, and stereos and hook up and party. I mean, of course. It's been quite a while since I've done that. But
what
were
you watching? Fucking Close Encounters of the Third Kind when it came out?
Dude,
Do you realize now that a drive-in movie theater is probably a huge national security risk? Do you think about it? If there was actual, like you said, you could actually bring the shit in, plug it in, you know, have your own setup going. Like, there
would
be
cops
patrolling. There would be undercover security everywhere. Like, it would be a high value target situation, you know.
No, I would be the nice person to bring a Wi-Fi connection and let everybody connect to it.
Obviously, and just be like, yo, this is AT&T Boingo whatever a Wi-Fi hotspot, and through some
yeah, everybody connect.
Rest in the peace.
Facebook, Twitter,
don't do anything illegal.
Free. Please start your internet shopping experience by entering your credit card number now for verification.
Exactly.
No, man, too many people would fall for
fantastic?
That.
Oh man, man in the middle attack at a drive-in movie. Now there's that's a new one. Oh boy. Before the end of the summer, we're going
to
hear about.
Because nobody wants to watch the movies. They all just want to shop and they're fucking my cat.
They want to spend $10 and go fucking shop online at a drive-in. That makes perfect sense.
Well, listen, if you've got an iPhone and it's like some bad Sylvester Stallone movie and you decide you want to buy something shiny on eBay, then why not hook up to a free Wi-Fi hotspot in the middle of a drive-in movie? I mean, this all makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't scream honey pie.
We're going to get
somebody's
blamed for
this. Weather.
Someone's going to do this now, and then we're going to get blamed for it.
Yeah, everybody's calling this a lame show because they're getting, semi-technical. And, they don't understand, you know, semi-technical shit. So I guess we should, unwind a little bit and talk more about politics and, you know, the internet.
Yeah,
because we're just getting too, you know,
nerdy.
Too elite, I guess.
Too nerdy. Yeah, we are. We are getting too nerdy.
We get our street cred back? Is that what you're trying to say?
We get a tone it down a little bit.
That's true.
We confused everybody with Man in the Middle.
Yeah, we should dumb it down.
The tinfoil conspiracy shit that's killing plus one. I don't know what that means. What tinfoil conspiracy shit? What are we talking about?
Are you Bilderberg?
You want me to go back? I can go back to conspiracy shit. That's
easy. Oh, no, please. Please don't. Please don't. God, no. This isn't Alex Jones. I will end Hero live on air if we go to Alex Jones. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Dude, Alex Jones is a fucking... He's the greatest troll ever, dude. The motherfucker's a CIA shell from hell.
Well,
I think,
Glenn,
honestly, Edward Snowden's the best troll ever. He got killed by a drone strike today, actually. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
We did.
I could not believe with pinpoint accuracy, and he was buying tchotchkes in the middle of a Hong Kong market, and he just suddenly burst into flame. It was amazing.
I want to know what was in the market, actually.
It might not have really been a market at all. He may have been, you know, handing off one of the four laptops he stole.
Absolutely.
That was the first accurate drone strike.
It was so accurate that we haven't even heard about it yet.
Yeah.
It was so accurate.
The only reason we haven't heard about it, innocent civilians haven't been killed by it yet, so I mean, that's the only reason we haven't heard about it.
You're right, Ninja. It was a tactical hit. That's why
it was
executed so flawlessly.
Only one person died, so we didn't hear about it yet.
Yeah.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to say that he spontaneously combusted.
From a missile, yeah, it makes perfect sense. A missile hit him and he spontaneously combusted.
Exactly, but they're not going to say that he was hit by a missile. They're just going to say that he spontaneously combusted and a small pile of ashes were found near a tchotchke stand in the middle of Hong Kong. They're going to bury a bowl of noodles. They're going to bury a bowl of soba noodles and put a headstone on it and say, "Here lies Snowden, with a bowl of soba noodles," and that'll be it.
That's great.
No, they're still going to put him on trial.
Well, they're
going to put the ashes on trial.
You cannot imprison a bowl of soba noodles.
Yeah, you can't arrest a bowl of noodles.
You can't arrest a bowl of noodles. But
I actually kind of like hope he disappears from the limelight, to be honest, because the discussion about the issue seems to take place rather than the character. Otherwise, it just becomes another Assange situation.
Hey, back burner thing,
and it's just about the character.
Speaking of characters, I think we have another character on the line. Let's go to this call. Caller, you just called in. Unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, are you there?
It's Snowden.
Yeah, Cole is here. Why are you playing with me?
Oh, J-Vab. J-Vab. What's up, J-Vab?
Hey,
guys. Hi, J-Vab.
Hi, everyone. Hey, how y'all doing tonight? J-Vab would just like to say Glenn Beck is the best troller for giving a video troll trying to speak to the public with signs, handwritten signs.
Oh.
That's what I like to say.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I saw that. It's fantastic.
You mean his whiteboard? You mean his whiteboard? No, for years.
You know how every kid, there's always like that one kid that like committed suicide, but before they were dying of cancer, they did a YouTube video of them with some like emo music, and it's just them with flashcards of them saying stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
No, I had hope to live, felt like I had a reason to live, and blah, blah, blah. So
and then
Bob
Dylan, the big card.
Little spoof
yeah, Bob
on
Dylan
that.
Did it.
Fucking
Bob,
hilarious.
Bob Dylan did that, Vince.
The man was so emotional. It was like he was trying to make J-Vab feel a connection with him. But I did feel the connection with him, but he can't speak back to me, which is kind of messed up.
Glenn Beck doesn't believe that black people exist anyway, J-Vab.
First of all, Glenn needs to go to HoodHaters.com and see an interview that I made with him. I did an interview with Glenn Beck, and he don't even know. And Glenn Beck is actually answering my questions with his goddamn hand signs. So, J-Vab, ask him a question, and you put up a hand sign answer. So that is going to be real funny.
Oh,
All right, but that's what I'd like to say tonight.
That.
Yeah, you got to post that. Post that link up on Twitter when you load it up, man.
Please do.
Oh, out of the blue, a white JVAB appears. JVAB, are you choking on a blunt? What's going on?
Yeah, you know I'm choking on one right now. But that wasn't me, though. That was someone else.
That was me. Sorry, I'm fucking smoking too much right now.
That's cool, dude. Just don't let it happen again, all right?
Can I choke on this shot real quick?
I got to really choke on.
Choke on this cock real quick. I mean, shot.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. By all means.
Yeah. Damn.
But that's really about it for the night. So you guys have a great night, and thank you very much, Vince, for letting me come on your show and say my little 1-2 words. And everyone, have a good night. Keep trolling.
Love you, J-Vab.
All right, J-Vab. What's up, J-Vab? The home skillet. Calling in. I really appreciate all the callers tonight. We've got about less than a half hour to go. 347-826-7667 is the number if you want to get in on this. I'm Vincent LeMay. We're staying up all night to get tactical. Yes, we're up all night to get tactical. And skeet. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667. I'm going to come back in a minute and read the Sinister Anon Rage Quit paste. Be right back.
Like the legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Nice again.
My Tactical Ninja with some very untactical background noise. It was hideous. Yeah, I'm putting My Tactical Ninja back on hold until she gets tactical and fixes that hideous background noise.
I'm on a flight line and it's more quiet than that. That's fucking insane.
I'm sorry, Moo. I forgot. What is your Twitter again?
I tweeted fuck you, so that's me.
Oh, let me check. My bad.
Moo. What is your IRC handle?
Check the Russell League IRC chat. I'm fucking yelling at you.
Hold on, I gotta open a VM. Fuck all that shit.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, that's you. Okay, got it. Carbraxis. We'll do anal for retweet. We'll do anal for retweet. Okay, I'm going to retweet you right now.
All right, Bonsai B. I'm on to you.
What? I'm a Bonsai B? What the fuck? Hell no, that ain't me.
Just kidding. Hold on, I got to open the VM.
The Derp Award says what's up. She's in the Austrian countryside with only 3G at the moment. Sad, I'm missing it. Well, hey, you can always download it as a podcast. You can subscribe to the show as a podcast on your iTunes. Oh yeah, okay. So Modular brings me back on Twitter to what I wanted to get to. Was Sinister, the downfall of Sinister Anon. That's right. Last night, Sinister Anon did a rage quit from Twitter. And he wrote this screed on Basebin. And it's dubbed Sinister Anon Died, Man. It's
epic soliloquy.
Oh, my God. Like I said, it's epic. It's like Proust. It's eloquent and amazing. And it's, of course, a message to what is left of Anonymous on Twitter. Okay. Now the absolute mind-boggling stupidity attributed to some so-called members of Anonymous on Twitter has reached an all-time high. And I will restate so-called members of Anonymous on Twitter. Okay, he's just talking about Anons on Twitter. Fair enough. The conspiracy theory think tank, which is an absolute oxymoron in itself, that the Twitter version of Anonymous has become, is simply dumbing down people that are already ostracized, mentally ill, victims of a corrupt justice system, and or simply feel extremely lonely with their day-to-day lives. All right, fair enough. I am absolutely sickened to see that every day the pot stirs with gossip, unverified information. Okay, unverified information. Okay, misread or misjudged information in the name of truth, while progressive operations and people whom have sacrificed periods of their lives for the pursuit of quote real end quote truth are ignored, while Jeremy Hammond, Wormer, the PayPal 14 sit in jail for an idea that they believed in. Okay, you want to talk about misread, misjudged information, unverified? Right there. Bada bing, bada boom. PayPal 14 are not in jail. No, in fact, most of them are on Twitter. A lot of them are on Twitter. I've talked to some of them in IRL. They are very much alive and among us. They have pre-trial conditions. Essentially, they're on probation, which, you know, it's bad enough. But they are not in jail, okay? That's first factual mistake right there.
I'm in jail.
Oh, really? Is that how you feel like when you're on my show?
No. So like being handcuffed style.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I like the sound of that. Oh, hey, let's take a call real quick. Who's this?
Hey, this is the host of the Visiting the Bay show.
Oh, my God. Yes. Hey, can I help you?
Yes, well, I just I think I have your co-host Ron Paul right here. Actually,
no, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul,
no, no.
I love the December Wells. Yeah, Ron Paul's a horrible cold.
Oh my God! Everybody, this is Benjamin Solomon.
150 pounds or so, he would just be a heartbreaker. He's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he would be so good.
He's just
only
150?
Only 150 pounds.
Yeah, it'd be more than 150, let's be honest.
Well, at least, let's start there.
I mean, I love Shadow. I think he's a great guy. Yeah, I think he's going to find the love of his life someday, but it's more than 150 pounds.
I don't know how he eats and eats. It's not tactical at all.
Right.
I mean, I would imagine not being that overweight, you couldn't be very tactical.
Wait! Oh my God. I just want to respond to your anus news. Hey. Don't elect me, bro. I want to respond to your anus news. Don't elect me, bro, as president. I'm not black. Elect Ron Paul, love and support me. Just be a boob and vote for me. Ron Paul.
You're not even retired, Ron. You're not even running for anything. You retired.
This conversation is now being monitored by the NSA.
Oh, my God.
No, we are, you
know what? I failed in 2008. Okay. I failed in 2012. Vote for me in 2016.
Oh, my God.
We are making a note that Ron Paul is on Vincent Bay right now crying his eyes out.
Oh, my God. What is this?
This is all being recorded by the NSA. We are documenting everything.
Who are you?
Our rights are being taken away because I'm not president.
We're being monitored. What?
Oh, you know what's happening? Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I have no control of this. I don't know what's happening. I think the jester might, or somebody might have hacked my switchboard. Final thoughts. We got other callers. Go ahead, caller. You're on the screen. You're on the air. Who's this?
Are you talking to me or what?
Bring Tactical Ninja back.
We're not talking to you, no. Go back on hold.
It's a call.
This is NSA press office. Hello.
Oh, hi, NSA.
Actually, probably was. That was probably the agent that's assigned to my show. Yeah,
that was Shadow.
No, Shadow on some.
No, that was absolutely
call.
Shadow.
All right, let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You on screen, on the air. Who's this?
Is this my? Do I have the mic?
Hi.
No.
Identify yourself.
Have the mic?
Yeah, this is Modulator.
Modulator, welcome to the show. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just talking about Sinister, man. He was a faggot. You should have heard the voicemails the dude left me. Cussing me and shit. Talking shit about everybody. He was just a leader fag, ego fag, and a fame fag. He wanted to be known and cross anonymous. That's all he wanted.
Damn, B.
Hold on.
Crazy.
Wait a minute. Is this KY Anonymous? Don't lie.
No, this is Modulator.
Man, don't fucking lie to me.
Damn, B.
Modulator, we have your dogs
popping off
here at the NSA, thanks to Prism. We know who you are.
Yeah. Folks, if you didn't know, Shadow is the reason why he's shadowing us. He's our assigned contractor, NSA contractor, this show to monitor all the content. So we're just trying to get straight.
Yes, I tactically inserted myself into the conversation today.
Sweet.
He tactically did. Yeah, well, I mean, he
literally did. How's your
again,
guy going, Shadow?
Now, the
that's my tactical ninja. My apologies. I can't share that information with you right now.
Go ahead, Modulator. Across.
The only reason that a dox was put out for AmeriSec. He's the only fucking reason. Would anybody else disagree with that?
No.
I think the only thing we're all agreeing here is you're trying to lie and say you're not KY Anonymous.
Dude, I'm fucking Modulator, bro. I'll fucking tweet.
Are you mad? They're
just going crazy.
He's an AmeriSec fag.
Team Berserk hacking the planet, man.
AmeriSec is confirmed as a terrorist organization. Our friend at the CIA press office will be knocking on your door soon.
Affirmative.
Do you guys mind doing that off air? I know you're trying to be tactical, but you can. I know you can do that another way. Oh my God, the show's almost over. Holy shit! Okay, well, anybody who's listening live, thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. It was great having everybody on and everybody in the chat room. A Pouty Girl, About Blank, Anonymous Sloan, Assert MacFags, Cyber War News, Devil Bitch, Dr. Jeep, Feel Rad, Frank the Tank, Free It All, a shit ton of guest listeners, Benjamin Solomon, oh my God, a.k.a. Ron Paul. There's where you put your hate mail. iBots, Josh33, Moo, Mountain Spirits, Norwalk, big ups, Norwalk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, plus one. Hey, baby. Sea Panther, Tales of Aaron Harry, Worth of the World, What's Up, X You Out, and Your Anus News. Thank you all for tuning in live tonight. For those of you that are hanging on the call for overtime, we'll get into final thoughts and everything in a momento. But I'm really flabbergasted by how many callers we have. It's just crazy. For our live listeners, thank you for tuning in. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And remember, I love you all.
Free at GlennGreenWild.com.
We're already off the air. We're already, they missed it. They never heard it. Ass hurt. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
good.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go to bed.
Oh.
All right, thanks for coming in, ass hurt. Appreciate it. Anything you want to say before you peace out?
G Greenwild, you know, and follow chronicle.su, you know, best news site ever. I think that KYNS is a faggot, Agent 47 is a faggot, and I don't know, some general are a bunch of faggots, Rustly Rules,
Okay, is that it?
I guess you kind of...
All right, thanks Astrid. Appreciate the call tonight, as per usual.
Is Vince still on?
Yeah, can you not hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, this
okay.
is Modulator, not KY.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is Modulator, not KY.
Right, I know. I didn't say you or anybody else. Modulator, we got Channel Zero, My Tactical Ninja, Moo. We had Assert. She's dropped. Thank you for coming out. Assert. We have Moo. We have, Ron Paul on hold. We have Modulator.
NSA's
and now, and oh, yeah, the NSA is in the building. And we also have a couple callers that sent the talk. So we're at overtime. We'll take more new callers. Here's a caller. Unscreened, block number. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, this KY Anonymous in the house, y'all.
KY Anonymous. What's going on, KY?
Yeah, man, I'm just chilling out here with my boys down in Stupidville.
In Stupidville?
Yeah, y'all know what's up, man. We fence to be... Hello?
Yeah, no, you're live. Go ahead, KY.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we supposed to be running up on about all these bitches out here talking shit about Anonymous, you know. And a lot of these motherfuckers be hating, you know. They be
really?
Hating because I be raising monies.
You feel me? You feel me?
You know, I supposed to be putting my penis in a corn cob pipe. Y'all don't even know about Stupidville. Y'all come through Stupidville, y'all better duck.
Stupidville. I call it Stupidville, too. It's great time.
Yeah, you know. We hot as a motherfucker down here in Ohio. All the bitches know. Well, we got one black girl in town, man. She be hanging off my nuts. She be like, yo, you light-skinned this shit, KY. I say, you know.
All right.
Oh, Vince, by the way, I contacted America today asking about Amanda Stevens.
Skeet, down your fucking throat, you little fucking faggot.
Is that Agent 47?
Yeah, so y'all just donate to Stupidville, y'all. Donate the money, y'all.
We're making a note that Agent 47 might be in the chat.
Oh, hey, yeah, nigga.
Hey, can we talk about him for a minute?
Who? What?
You're getting tactical.
We're getting very. Somebody's getting extremely tactical. What is that goddamn noise?
That's just KY.
Yeah, man. I'm out here on my combine trying to finish up.
Yeah, it's him. Yeah, it's who you.
Shot up in this motherfucker.
Oh my god.
The NSA would appreciate if you kept that faggot muted. Thank you.
Yeah.
Give me a
fire. Extremely aggro tonight.
Yeah, because I'm tactical, motherfuckers. Y'all, peace out now. You dig?
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. Okay. 347-826-7667 is the number. You can't call it now, though, because we're off air. So I'm just saying that instinctively for no reason. But we do have more callers to take. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi. Who's that?
Hey, this is the Howard Stern show, right?
Yes.
It is?
Yep.
Yeah.
Seriously? No, wait, no. Who are you? No, this is not the Howard Stern show. But who are you? This is disorderly conduct.
This is Official Ace. This is the Howard Stern show, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Ace.
Official
What's up,
Ace. Welcome to the show. This is not the Howard Stern show.
This is Vincent the Bay.
This is Vincent the Bay.
Howard Stern's penis.
God damn it, wrong number. Look, Vince, I think that you need to, like, tweet a picture of your face so that we can see that you're not Howard Stern, because, I think you're Howard Stern, man. We need some undisputable proof out there.
Google is your friend, okay?
Fuck Google.
You can visit the NSA prison records for a copy of his face.
Talk to the NSA. I defer you to the NSA for that.
Vince is pretty hot, actually.
Yeah, this is NSA press officer you're speaking to. If you'd like a copy of his complete dossier, it's available on nsa.gov/prison archives. Unfortunately, our website's currently down.
Oh, yeah.
Vince is a sexy bastard.
So, did you guys have anything to do with David Wright rage quitting and, like, getting some sand in his pussy and quitting Amerisec or something?
Are you talking about Sinister and Nine?
Yeah, I'm talking about David Wright, Vincent. I think we both know who I'm talking about.
Oh, dear Lord, hillbilly mode's been activated.
Wow.
Yeah, he definitely rage quitted. He said he's doing July 4th, and that's it. But July 4th has been passed anonymous.
I wanted to give David Wright the benefit of the doubt and tell him he should just play nice and apologize to all the women he's tried to blackmail over the last 6 months, that we have undisputable proof to prove that. But, you know, I guess he can't grow up.
Where are you from? Redneckistan, Alabama?
I hate that when people have proof that I did shit. I fucking hate that.
What?
It's not very tactical to get caught with your pants down, if you know what I'm saying. Ron Paul, if you're still there, Ron Paul.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah. Oh God, please don't unmute that faggot.
Ron Paul, what are your thoughts at this juncture?
With what? This juncture?
Vince.
All I know is everybody needs to vote for me.
Ron Paul, we've already told you can't be president of the United States of America. You know what's going on.
All I know is I'm the answer.
The campaign's over, Ron.
I'm like Santa Claus.
Ron, the campaign's over. You're not funny.
I'm the answer to all your problems.
Wow. I apologize, people. Ron Paul.
He doesn't even tactical.
Yeah, not at all. Okay, let's take another caller. Go ahead. Your hand's still up. What's up, caller? You're on the air.
Ron Paul, 2016.
Come back, Ron Paul. All right, caller, you just open. You just put your hand up.
Hey, Rappo, you are one funny bastard. I love you, Rappo. I love you.
Is that JVAC?
Vote Rappo 2016. Vote Rappo 2016 for presidency.
Oh, God. Ron Paul, are you going to run again in 2016?
Yes! Yes,
we will assassinate Ron Paul if he attempts to run for the 2016 election.
What if your son runs? Do you think your son might run?
I'm gonna anti-neocon all y'all, and you're not gonna give me the steal the great power to the great Ron Paul. And I'm gonna cuff you to death.
Okay.
I really
appreciate Ron Paul. I really, you know, you're getting later in your years. You should really just, while you're still active, I mean, you bicycle, you're active. You should just retire, have a good time, write books.
No, I want the presidency.
Ron Paul, you use Viagra?
I want the presidency because I'm about to fix this world from all those neocons.
Official
piece.
Official
piece. I'm going to fix everything, and I want the presidency, too. But first, I got to create an online zombie army on the internet, starting with BDR and the other sites.
What are you
create.
Talking about?
I'll get all the cooks over to support me, and they're going to type up my name and get more people to vote for me. That's the plan to fix America from the evil neocons and the evil couples.
I certainly wouldn't vote for you.
Ron Paul, are you taking your medication tonight?
Yep. Honestly, Ron Paul, you should just hang it up, dude. Don't, like, quit while you're head out.
Ron Paul, 2016, vote for me.
Are you going to run against your son?
Yeah, I will, because my son is too supportive of Israel, and my friend, Amita Jad, doesn't like that. He hates Israel.
Well,
and my son supports Israel. That's just awful. Look at what Israel's doing to the poor Palestinians, and they want to bomb Iran. Those evil Zionist traitors and the neocons conspiring against the world.
All right, we have one more caller who's got a block number who wants to jump in here. Go ahead, caller. Who's this?
Is it me?
That's you. Who's that?
My name's Rain, and I just wanted to say I just discovered your show, and it's one of the weirdest, most entertaining shows. It's kind of interesting, but I had kind of it's kind of a weird, serious question, and I was hoping you guys could help me with it.
Okay.
There's a particular person that physically abused one of my really dear friends, and then he kind of really goes after women on Twitter, and one of my friends said that if to try to find a group of like trolls to do something to them. So how would I do that? How would I do that? Just say what the person's Twitter name is, like in one of your chats sometime, and then maybe.
Okay, I wasn't really paying attention. I was just kind of really distracted by the sound of your voice. To be honest, just trying to get, are you a redhead?
No.
Oh.
Black hair. And I'm Native American, right. So I kind of just look Native.
Oh, like olive
right.
skin, olive
If you're
complexion.
Looking for the assistance of a troll.
Yeah, I mean.
You want to enlist the services of a troll? Oh my God, you've come to the right place. Shadow also doubles as a troll.
Okay. So if, because I listen to the show all the time now, but if I'm going to ask my friend if she wouldn't mind me doing that, and if I just come in the chat and maybe just kind of put his Twitter in there, then you think you guys can help me?
Don't put any of his personal information in there at all. I mean,
well,
if you want to give
you're
him,
actually
if you want
welcome
to his Twitter, go for it. But don't like put his, I don't allow personal information to be exposed here without.
We can find that if need be.
Rain, if you're looking for a personal troll to assist you, I'm currently bored and free. You're welcome to look up Shadow DXS, that's Delta X-Ray Sahara, on Twitter.com. And like I said, I'm bored.
Oh, there's tons I can recommend. And if that doesn't work out with Shadow, I can recommend a half a dozen more that would be just as effective. How hard do you want to troll this person? Do you want them to get on their get on their knees and cry?
Kind of. Yeah.
I can make him kill himself.
No, not that bad. But
do you want them to contemplate?
He's scared of men, and I think he's scared of any
threatened of authority figure perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, that's
okay.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful.
Is he religious at all? Does he have any phobias? Is he spiritual? What's his deal?
He's Native American guy.
Oh, spiritual. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
God.
So he believes in the gambling gods.
No. He's just a really, I mean, he's DM'd me really scary things before when I used to be on Twitter, and he's just a sick guy that does nasty things to women, so.
What did he say to you?
Well, he just sends stuff and he threatens to do things to you, but not, I mean, he's just really scary, and, you know, hitting women I just don't understand, so.
What's I like scary people.
Wait, what's his Twitter again?
I can't say it on here.
Are you in the chat room at all still?
Am I? No.
No. Mm-hmm. Are you on Twitter?
No, I'm not anymore, no. I'm going to go back on.
Hey,
there,
Vince,
but...
can you put us in the green room?
Who? Just you?
Well, yeah.
Well, I want to ask my friend first, and then what I can do is on the next show, I'll just get back in there and
okay.
maybe...
Do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, write down Shadow DXS. Again, that's Delta X-Ray Sahara.
Okay.
Right.
Awesome.
Look me up on Twitter.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, guys. That's awesome.
Yep.
Oh, if that doesn't work out, there's always Wrestle League. Wrestle League are great.
What they did to Roseanne. Holy crap.
They are very tactful.
Really rest Jimmy's. Yeah, you could go full up. You know, go crazy. Depends on how hard you want this person to be trolled.
Well, people that abuse women, I think they kind of deserve whatever they get, yeah?
If you want somebody to dig into, like, the personal emails and stuff, that's where I'm good at. I'm good at finding things.
Oh, crap. Okay, well, I feel sickly powerful right now, but... Okay. All
good,
right, well,
I'd like to empower women.
Well, you just did, so... Okay, well, thank you. I really love the show, and thank you guys for just being funny.
Right on. Thank you for the call. I
appreciate it.
It's great.
No problem.
Rain. Let it rain. Blame it on the rain. There's purple rain. There's so many rains. There's chocolate rain. Oh, thank God.
Those are so funny. All right. Well, good night, you guys.
All right, Rain. Take care. Good night.
All right, you too. All right, bye.
Chocolate rain.
Oh, she hit the jackpot, didn't she?
Okay, you know, it's time to wrap things up. We're down to five callers. We're going to go around the horn and get final thoughts and get out of here. Let's start with final thoughts. Let's start with Modulator. Modulator, let me put you back on. Okay, Modulator, any final thoughts before we wrap up the show?
Yep, Op July 4th. That's it.
Op July
4th. Fuck KY Anonymous and fuck Sinister Anon.
You say support KY, fuck Sinister?
No, fuck them both.
Oh, fuck them both. Okay, oh, cool. Right on, man. Appreciate
the
call. Let's see. Channel Zero, final thoughts.
Fuck KY. Fuck Agent 47. All I can do is have each subdomains. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling in tonight.
For each hacker, I want to just skeet. 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 Down your fucking throat, you little fucking faggots.
Oh yeah. More.
Oh, okay. JVAB, final thoughts.
Yeah, you're the best. Wrestle League is the best. Vincent the Bay is the best. Hunterhaters.com is the best. And you have a good night. I enjoyed it.
Much love, JVAB.
Same to you, DX.
That's what's up. Thank you, JVAB. And let's see, My Tactical Ninja, final thoughts.
I just want to remind everyone to stay tactical.
And literal bacon quashing.
And penis.
Shadow, that's your final thoughts?
Sure, why not? Oh, and follow the NSA Press _office on Twitter for great lols.
And follow My Tactical Ninja.
My Tactical Ninja, you actually have a Twitter?
And penis.
Of course. Oh, and follow penis, because the world can't exist without penis.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And tactical.
Okay, so, and last but not least, let's... who keeps saying, oh, yeah?
Norwalk, motherfucker.
Norwalk. Okay, Norwalk's been here the whole time. Okay, Norwalk, final thoughts.
Penis.
Conference calls like a motherfucker, bitch.
All right, stay tactical, guys. Last but not least...
Oh, yeah.
Ron Paul, your final thoughts. They're gathered. I forgot where they. I think they gathered in New Hampshire. And they're chanting for Ron Paul. There they are. They're live. Ron Paul supporters outside the studio as well. Yeah.
Olé, 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 olé.
Cut that seat. Okay. Wow. What a fucked up show. Okay. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Yeah, I'm Vincent the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/
penis.
A. Yeah. Whatever.
Take down your pants. Are you on the level? You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Oh, I know what I want to do. I know what I'm going to do. Somebody, 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 You will not shut up.
Just mute him.
Won't shut up.
Ninja.
Oh, my God. I can't even finish my show. Okay, somebody sent me this remix of a Beatles song, Don't Let Me Down. I'm sorry if I let you folks down. Ron Paul, once again, thank you for coming out. Don't run for any office anymore. Again, Tactical Ninja, Shadow, Normwack, Channel Zero. Good night. Peace out.
Peace.
No, if you can drop the call now.
thank you very nice.